am beyond thrilled to welcome you all here today for the first ever White House Turnaround Arts Talent Show. We're putting on a show. I want to start by recognizing the stars of today's show, our fabulous student performers. We are also proud of you. Yes. I also want to thank the National Endowment for the Arts and the Department of Education for their partnership on the Turnaround Arts Program, and I want to thank Kathy Fletcher for her leadership of this program. Yay. And I want to recognize the extraordinary companies and foundations who are funding and advising this effort. We absolutely could not do this without you. You all are amazing. And of course, most of all, I want to thank the President's Committee on the Arts and the Humanities, PCAH. I'll say that instead of saying longer. Thanks to my favorite people in the world, the PCAH co-chairs, George Stevens and Margot Lyons. Well done. And George Wolf and Damian Wetzel, who are co-directing today's event. And Rachel, where's Rachel Gosselings, who is, there you are, our amazing executive director of PCAH. She is awesome, love you, well done. And thanks to all of the PCAH members who have truly gone above and beyond every step of the way. Now, as many of you know, 3 years ago, the members of the PCAH came up with this audacious idea. And they decided they wanted to use arts education to turn around struggling schools. They wanted to bring in art supplies and instruments and teacher training, and they wanted to convince famous artists to adopt these schools and help them transform over a 2-year period of time. And we all know the statistics when it comes to the power of the arts in education. We know that kids who get involved in the arts have higher grades, higher graduation rates, higher college enrollment rates. I could go on and on and on. You all know this. But the thing is, the schools that the PCAH chose for this effort were literally some of the most underperforming schools in the country. Schools with rock-bottom test scores, rampant disciplinary problems, high teacher turnover, and low parent engagement. And with so many pressing challenges, as you might imagine, bringing the arts to these schools wasn't necessarily at the top of their priority list. So we were careful to manage our expectations. We didn't let ourselves get too excited about what we could accomplish. And I am very proud to say that today, 3 years later, the Turnaround Arts Program has exceeded not just our expectations, but our wildest hopes and dreams. This has been amazing. With the help of this program and some school improvement grants, math and reading scores have gone up in these schools. Attendance is up, enrollment is up, parent engagement is up, suspensions have plummeted, and two of the schools in our pilot improved so dramatically that they are no longer in turnaround status. That is just amazing. Amazing. And today, the students in these schools are engaged in their education like never before, and that's really the point. It's about their education. For example, yes. See? They know what it's about. For example, students in Denver are learning geometry by studying cubism and using digital arts skills to create 3D pop-up books. Students in Bridgeport have a school band for the first time in 17 years. And they have 100% of their teachers, 100%, that are integrating the arts into their classrooms. Yeah. Students in New Orleans are displaying their artwork in local coffee shops and galleries, and they've even created their own play about the alphabet. And then there's the story of Orchard Garden School that's in Boston. Is Orchard Gardens here, by the way? Okay, all right, just checking. Well, let me tell you a little bit about this fabulous school. This school had 6 principals in 7 years. Their teacher turnover rate was over 50%, and their test scores were among the lowest in the state. But they had a principal who believed in the power of the arts. So that individual replaced the school's security guards with 5 full-time arts and music teachers. And today, Orchard Gardens is known as one of the most improved schools in the entire state of Massachusetts. Say, oh, yes, we can. Oh, yeah. So it is clear that the Turnaround Arts pilot program has been an overwhelming success. And that's why today I am thrilled to announce that we will be quadrupling the size of this program. So this fall, we're going to be adding a total of 35 schools in 11 states, and well over 10,000 more students will finally have access to arts education. This is huge. It's huge. It's exciting. But as we celebrate this expansion today, I'm also thinking about the kids who aren't among the lucky few to attend a Turnaround Arts school. I'm thinking about the 6 million children in America who don't have a single art or music class in their schools. I am thinking about the millions more who have only minimal exposure to the arts. The vast majority of these kids attend the highest need schools, schools with crumbling classrooms, less experienced teachers, and technology that lags years behind. So too often, the kids who need arts education the most are getting it the least. So as you watch these children performing on the stage here today, I just want everyone who is focusing on this event, I want you to think about what their lives would be like if they didn't have this opportunity. Just think about that. Think about the kind of trajectory they might be on. And to inform your thinking, I want you to consider this fact, that when high school dropouts were asked why they decided to leave school, one of their top reasons was that they simply weren't interested in their classes. So they just couldn't see the point of showing up. And that is precisely where arts education comes in. That's why so many children get out of bed each morning. It's because of the arts. They do it because they're thinking about the musical that they're going to act in. They're focused on the painting that they've been working on, the instrument that they're so excited to get their hands on. And then once we got those kids in those seats, then we can teach them math and reading and science. For many, arts is the hook. But if they're not in those seats, then we can't teach them anything at all. So the bottom line here is very clear. Arts education isn't something we add on after we've achieved other priorities like raising test scores and getting kids into college. It's actually critical for achieving those priorities in the first place. That's what the Turnaround Arts program is all about. And that's also what my new Reach Higher initiative is about. It's about encouraging every young person, are you listening? Every young person to commit to school and complete their education beyond high school. Okay? Yeah. Beyond high school. High school diploma is not enough. Okay. All right. We didn't plan this. And I know that arts education is an important part of achieving these goals. So that's why I am so passionate about this. Plus, the kids are just so talented. So I want to once again thank the members of the PCAH for bringing the Turnaround Arts program to life, from the very beginning, they have been one of the most engaged by far and effective committees by far here at the White House. You guys are blowing it out. They haven't just lent their names to this effort. They have poured their hearts and souls into this effort. Kerry Washington danced the Lindy Hop with the entire fourth grade class at her school. I was there. I saw it. Sarah Jessica Parker hosted her school musical's cast party remotely. And I could go on and on. There are so many other stories just like these. So I want to take this moment to recognize all of the turnaround artists who have made this program such a success. I want to recognize all the artists here today who've committed to working in these schools over the next 2 years. I want you all to stand so that we can give you all a round of applause. All of you. And there are so many more, because for these artists, bringing the arts to our schools just isn't a, it's not a volunteer gig for these folks. It's a mission. And we all need to have that exact mindset, because arts education should be all of our mission. Not just parents and teachers and administrators, but businesses and foundations and concerned citizens who care about the future of our children. It's certainly part of our mission here at the White House as well. And that's why we've hosted all kinds of events and youth workshops on everything from poetry to dance to classical music. And we need as many people as possible to join this effort. We really do. We need more artists. We need more resources. We need more teachers and administrators who are willing to embrace the power of arts education in their schools. And we cannot rest until every child in this country has some kind of exposure to the arts in their lives. We can't stop until every child has the chance to fulfill their boundless promise. And that's why today's talent show is gonna be so cool. It's about celebrating that promise, and it's about recommitting ourselves to this vitally important cause. So it is now my pleasure to turn things over to the brilliant young performers and get this show started. Thank you all so much.
Thank you and welcome. I'm Damian Wetzel. I'm a proud member of the President's Committee on Arts and Humanities, and I am a prouder member of the team of turnaround artists. I have two schools I've been working with. The first in Massachusetts, Orchard Gardens, which we've been hearing so much about. I get to work alongside Yo-Yo Ma there, and you're going to see those kids in action later. And in Montana, I get to work alongside these incredible and remarkable musicians who you just heard parading in these students. And these are the students from Lame Deer Junior High School in Montana. I want to say two quick words about these musicians. They are, first of all, that's Ko Umezaki on the shakuhachi. That's Christina Pato on the Galician bagpipe. And this is Shane Shanahan on percussion. And they are incredible musicians on the stage, but more than that, they're citizen artists. And that's what this is all about in some ways, about the effort through the arts. It's about what arts can do. So they bring all that passion on the stage, but they also bring it in the third grade classroom, whatever it takes. And it's all about creating the passion in them that they want to achieve and they want to engage. So we call this a talent show, and God knows you're going to see some talented kids today. But let me say that this program is so much about that beyond talent, engaging through the arts, taking those unique qualities of the arts so these kids can develop creativity and grit, and perseverance, artistic habits of mind, to keep going, to keep trying again, to edit, to go forward, to perform, to show up. All of those things that translate into engagement, and that means power. That's what this is. It's about power for them and for their incredible teachers and principals who are out there working for them. And when I look at these kids, I see that possibility. And it's about creating those array of choices for them to learn through the arts. So I am so proud of the work that you guys have done. You have come so far in so many different ways, the risks you've taken. You've worked, and you've succeeded, and you've achieved. So I wanted to share some of that work with you. First thing we're going to show you is some of these kids came to New York to do a photography project last fall. They created this beautiful array of photographs, which then they posted back at their home school. And then the teachers and the principal and I, we worked to extend that and have the kids write short poems about these photographs. So we want to share two of those photographs, those poems. So we've got Co and we've got Christina to accompany poems by Cece Longknife and David Whiskers. Could you join us right now, David and Cece? And these were two poems they wrote about a specific photograph, which was a study in contrasts.
Looking at the bright side, wanting to be one.
There's a dark and there's a light. Different but the same. We have them but use them in different times. Enjoy both or hate both. But you were made for this.
Thank you, Christina and Co, and thank you, David and Cece. And now, listen to this. Thank you.
Young anymore. Oh, it's a distant memory. Well, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you guys. I am thrilled to introduce to you what is a small but mighty and glorious example of the achievements happening at King's School in Portland, Oregon. Oh, yes, indeed. Just a glimpse, a glimmer. 2 years ago, when I joined Turnaround Arts, I was given the honor of adopting and the personal gift of falling in love with this school and its children. I have served on the Presidential Committee for the Arts and the Humanities for the past 6 years, and the great reward has been the success of this initiative, even in its infancy. I know it's been particularly joyous and a very important creative experience for our students to do musicals for the first time. And they are not only performing and loving that opportunity to express themselves, but they are also building the sets and making the costumes and working toward a whole complete and brand new experience. Parents and the entire community are active and involved where they simply had not been, And the school has been in a sort of amazing essence, an essence reborn. And the hallways in the entire building are brimming with a renewed pride. As you heard from our glorious First Lady, the arts do many incredible things for the children in our schools, and I, too, could go on and on singing the virtues of this most vital initiative and endeavor, but I think it would be far more meaningful coming from one of our students. So Sine has agreed to share her thoughts.
I think that the arts are important to our school because it gives kids an opportunity to see what they want to do in their life as careers, and then also because it gives students a level of confidence.
And lastly, before I leave, I just want to publicly thank this delightful and utterly charming girl group for letting me sing back up. And now, on with the show. Come on, ladies.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon,
all right, they're ready. All right, I am a third grade teacher from Orchard Gardens in Boston, Massachusetts, and we are delighted to be here. Our school was once an underperforming school, and our governor used to say, no matter however bad other schools were performing, other schools used to say, well, at least we're not Orchard Gardens. And that was our Governor Deval Patrick. But now, today, due to the hard work of our principal, Andrew Bott, our administrators and our teachers, and these students, we have literally turned our school around. We have moved, like our lovely First Lady said, from a level 4 to a level 1 in just 3 years. So we did a lot of hard work, but it was for these faces. The most important thing is that our students love coming to school. They love working, and they're engaged in their work. From a teacher's perspective, I love being able to collaborate with our arts teams and our other team teachers to be able to create lessons that include the arts in our daily instruction activities, where the students are happy to come to school, engaged in their instruction, and most importantly, they're invested in their learning. Today, you are going to witness how prideful our students are when they walk down the hallways of Orchard Gardens. Please enjoy and join along.
Everything is my story. Got a passion. Good afternoon. I'm Ron Gubitz. I'm the principal of Renew Cultural Arts Academy in New Orleans, Louisiana. In my time in schools, I've seen three groups of students generally. We have our students here who know right and are going to do right no matter what. Then we have our students over here, about 5% of them, who are going to give you the business until the end of the year. And then there is this group in between. And what they're doing is they're watching, they're studying, they're looking, they're trying to make their decision about which side they're going to go to. And that's what the arts do. They help students decide. It helps them engage. It helps them get their minds right so that they can come to school with excitement and do what we know that they can do. That's why our students are running in the door during Mardi Gras season, ready, practicing their instruments so that they can go marching for up to 5, 6, 7 miles in a parade. It is why our kids come. It is what really turns them on. Turnaround Arts has given our school and our something to really rally around. It has given our school and our curriculum a substance, a weight, something thick that hangs in the air like the humidity of our city. And it's taken us, like we just saw, from students walking down the hall to students second line and down the hall. And sometimes with Trombone Shorty and Alfre Woodard.
Snapshot of New Orleans. Second line people coming down the street. People dancing. Tubas, trombones and trumpets, everybody joining in. Beignets, people eating crawfish and dancing. Hard times, but everybody's like family. People don't have much money, but I'll tell you one thing. We all still living. New Orleans is the place where the cool kid is just lifted up because he's seen walking down the street with a tuba, a trumpet, or a trombone.
I did a lot uptown. I did my first car wheel on South Galvez Street, but nobody knows. They were drinking.
Before the storm, I remember playing football. My brother and Jefferson Pash, we barbecued chicken, even in the heat.
Before the storm, I never wanted to come in.
Before the storm, and my uncle's repast celebration, we played hip-hop music, had a lot of food, and dancing to Neo. My uncle would have loved it.
When the water rose, we got in a boat. My house got messed up.
Storm.
200,000 people never came back.
After the storm, we had to move a lot of times. 3 times, we ended up in a shelter. We had no money, and it's hard to find anything.
After the storm, my grandfather passed away.
After the storm, everything looked terrible. People had nowhere to live and no food to eat.
After the storm, there were more shootings, more killings, and no help from the police.
After the storm, I sensed a falling love.
After the storm, New Orleans stopped caring about the East where the black, brown, and Vietnamese people live. Houses didn't get rebuilt. People didn't come back.
I came back.
I see trees of green.
I envision a time when everybody will be employed and everybody will have people around them that love them unconditionally. I envision a time.
For me and
I envision a time when people and will treat others like to myself.
I envision a time.
I envision a time when people stop killing each other.
When the rich will hand down to the poor and actually help out the city instead of destroy it.
I envision a time
when people can stop fighting for their lives.
I envision a time.
And clouds of white.
When people stop judging and bullying based on
how they look.
I envision a time when ants and other diseases were no more.
I envision a time when people are more open-minded.
I envision a time.
I envision a time when all poor people get what they need, food and a place to live.
I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than I'll ever know. And I think to
myself, I time
when New Orleans feels like home again.
Wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
changes that are taking place in our schools. You've heard a lot of numbers, and they are very important numbers, but I just want to talk for a minute about what it feels like to be in one of these schools that just 2 years ago were, they seemed to be bottomed out, but they were actually just dormant. Our schools are alive, and they are energized. They're filled with color. They're humming with all these bright ideas from our kids and our heroic teachers and principals. It's just girded with pride and a stronger sense of community. And you guys have to come and visit. There's still about when you see a child, the light going on in their eyes when they understand that they have a voice and a point of view that matters, we invite you all to come into one of our schools. Our kids are glimpsing the fact that they have an inherent value, and their confidence just spreads all across their lives. And I'm going to start weeping. But it's such a joyous thing. Right now, we're going to increase the joy. I'm going to call to the stage one of our newer turnaround artists, John Lloyd Young.
He's coming out with a couple of our students from Noel Community Arts School, Denver East, and they're going to tell you, they're going to show you that the arts changes the quality of all of our lives.
Hi. I'm John Lloyd Young, and I'm so excited to be a new member of the President's Committee and a turnaround artist. These are my friends from Colorado, Esser, Mike, and Lewis. And let's acknowledge Nick Corraldo on the piano over here. Tony, I'm sorry. You see? Now we know his name is Tony Corraldo. And that even people from the President's Committee can make mistakes. kids, do you guys remember your ABCs? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you remember your ABCs. Hey, adults, do you guys remember your ABCs? Raise your hand if you remember your ABCs. Do you remember how you learned those ABCs? You learned them to a song. The arts help us learn. The arts also help us retain. The arts help us have fun while we learn. So if you know your ABCs, you know them because the arts helped you know them. And I think you'd all really agree that the ABCs are important to know. All right. One of the most exciting things about music is harmony. It's when different notes work together in a pleasant way. So I want to do a little workshop with you guys, and let's build up a chord. And you guys are going to help me, right? Let's split up into three sections. You're one section, and you guys are a big section, so they'll have to be the tonic, right? The tonic. And you guys are another section, and I'm sorry you're smaller. I'll sing with you. So let's build up a chord. Who wants to take... They're over here, so Esser, why don't you take... The middle chord. And the top note. Okay, all right, now let's all do that together. One, two, three, go. Someone's off. It was me. That was really great. We're going to take that workshop to Congress next. Okay. Why don't you guys go? These guys are going to... Another way to harmonize is to share. So I have a song that I've sung lots and lots of times, and I'm going to share it tonight with my new friends from Colorado. Here we go. You'll recognize the song.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much.
At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Baby.
Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much.
At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Just too good to be true.
I'll see you backstage. Thank you. I'm supposed to hand this mic off to someone who's actually shorter than me. Here she comes. Hi. You want me to take that? Or you need it. Okay.
Hello. My name is Carrie Washington, and I am the turnaround artist for Savoy Elementary. Unfortunately, I cannot be here today, so I've asked one of my friends from Savoy to read my message for me. That's me! It has been amazing to work with the teachers and students at Savoy for the last 2 years, and of course with their wonderful principal, Patrick Pope. I have learned so much. I have seen how color, music, and art can literally transform a bare brick and mortar building into one filled with life and creativity. I've learned how the arts can be used by great classroom teachers to teach math, science, social studies, and reading. And I learned how to Lindy Hop from the fourth grade. We even got to perform for our first lady. Over the 2 years that Turnaround Arts has been working with Savoy, that test scores have risen, attendance is always up, and disciplinary referrals have fallen by almost 70%. That means we don't get in trouble as much as we used to. But most importantly, it's the kind of place you just want to keep coming back to. I know I will. And now, I'd like to introduce you to some more of my friends. Please sit back, but don't relax. The Savoy Players are in the house. See you soon, guys. Much love, Carrie.
Echo.
say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over there. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right.
George Stevens.
I'm Margot Lyon.
And we have the privilege of serving as co-chairs of the President's Committee on the Arts and Humanities. And it is traditional that the First Lady serve as the honorary chair. Well, our committee happens to have a Hall of Fame honorary chair. She has been so enthusiastic and given such support to this committee. And we thank you for inviting all these wonderful children to the White House today. Thank you.
And I might add, after the Denver students and John Lloyd Young's song, I think the president better get down here soon because Too Good to Be True was sung very beautifully to you by some very good-looking young men. I'll take it then. I want to point out that the Turnaround Arts Talent Show banner was done by the students at Finley School Elementary School in Des Moines, Iowa. Are we here? Yes? Yes? Fabulous. And those remarkable, remarkable portraits. As you came in downstairs, the photographs, those and the paintings that are outside, the portraits outside, are from Bridgeport, from the Roosevelt Elementary School, and they are the result of extraordinary work that Chuck Close has done with those young, those are eighth graders at Roosevelt. He has traveled to Bridgeport. He has brought them down in a bus to see his own exhibition in New York City, and he has taken them to the Museum of Art at Yale to see African art, and so that they could learn a little bit more about their own heritage. He has been just an extraordinary influence on these young people. And I guess just one more thing is, if you ever question having any hope in the future, all you had to do is be here today. This has just been so good. It has to be true. Okay.
I was thinking as we watched all of this that the kind of wonderful mantra of inspiration that Barack Obama gave us, yes, we can. And a generation earlier, President Kennedy often reminded us, every person can make a difference and everyone should try. And today we saw on this stage everyone believing they could make a difference, and certainly they had the feeling of, yes, we can. So it's just wonderful that all of you great children came here and performed so beautifully for us.
And now we're going to get off the stage and let the real stars of this afternoon take it from here.
You can do anything.
You can do
ladies and gentlemen, somebody was able to make it to the talent show. It's my husband. It's the president. Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
So I just want to say I've got talent. I've got some talent, but I wasn't invited to be part of the show. So this is the First Lady's outstanding initiative, along with all of you. But I just want to come by and say that the arts are central to who we are as a people, and they are central to the success of our kids. This is not an afterthought. This is not something you do because it's kind of nice to do. It is necessary for these young people to succeed that we promote the arts. And I hope that events like this help send a message to school districts and parents and governors and leaders all across this country. You've got to support the arts. It's a priority. And you guys were all outstanding. So congratulations.
Thank you, honey. Thank you, honey. That's how you guys, I want all the kids to know just how important you are that the President of the United States came by to tell you how proud he was. I just want to thank everyone, to all our principals, to all our teachers, to our turnaround artists, to our funders. This wouldn't be possible without you. And remember what I said early on. Just think about the millions of kids who aren't being touched by the arts. Look at how much we're missing. We can't afford to miss out on any kid's talent reaching their prom. I've seen these kids from little to big. This little one has grown up so much. And I am so proud of them. But we have to make this a reality for every child in this country. We just have to. You all, thank you so much. Kids, great job. Well done. You all take care. Have a great afternoon. Keep working hard. Thank you.